Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So, Twins get it done. They come back, beat the Rays 6-5 in the Grapefruit League. You just heard Chris Atterbury, Dan Gladden put a bow on it today. No radio tomorrow. Twins in Dunedin to take on Toronto and then right back at it on Monday. And what's crazy about it, under 2 weeks to the opener, as a matter of fact, opening day in Kansas City is coming up a week from Thursday already. Just absolutely insane how this has flown by. It just seems like pitchers and catchers reported to Fort Myers. But, yeah, week from Thursday at Kansas City, then a day off on the 29th, and then a couple of matinees in Kansas City on the 30th. And the 31st. So, Twins winding it down rapidly, and they have a spring training day off, a rare day off in spring training on Tuesday. And as we pointed out, Twins win today 6-5, the final. And the guys alluded to it, a lot of optimism this spring about Byron Buxton, and rightfully so. And here's the thing about the Byron Buxton injury and Byron Buxton's injuries over the years is, based on what they said as the season went on, particularly manager Rocco Baldelli, when he said he is physically unable to play in center field, my thought at that time was, then why is he in the lineup? Because now he's reported 100%. And appears to be on track to have a big year. And the big if, and we'll say it again, and we've said it over and over again, is if he can stay healthy. But when that announcement was made last season, in my opinion, it should have raised a lot of eyebrows. If that guy's in that much pain and that much discomfort, and as much as he struggled in the DH role a year ago, why did they push it as long as they did? Why not try and find some sort of remedy to get Byron Buxton to 100%? Now, granted, that's all water under the bridge. It's in the rearview mirror, whatever. But that is very good news for the Minnesota Twins. If, you know, he continues to have a good spring and then has an outstanding 2024 season for the home nine. And Josh, I would think beyond a little concern about the starting pitching and the depth of the starting pitching, you still have to know that in the back of your mind, Byron Buxton's history is that he gets hurt a lot. Maybe he'll avoid that in 2024. If he did, that would be huge. And he is one of those guys that you can definitely, when right put in the MVP conversation. He is capable of putting up those kinds of numbers.
Yeah. I'm going to kind of compare this kind of to the case with the Kirk Cousins situation, where until Byron Buxton shows us otherwise, the Twins don't owe him anything as far as, you know, a new contract, stuff like that. So Buxton is still he's still out to prove his durability.
Oh, for sure.
So until we see him play a full season, if not even, you know, past the All-Star break, which I haven't looked at the numbers, but I'm pretty sure we have barely gotten that from him. It remains to be seen what Byron Buxton can do in a full season, and I hope that this doesn't escalate into, hey, I want more money, and I want more money now, because
I don't think this
will be a prove-it season for him.
Yeah, I don't think so, because he did sign that big deal. And there were people leading up to that big deal that said, you know, hey, this guy is capable of this. But on the flip side, there were others saying he has also been hurt all the time, up the ladder in the minor leagues, in his time in the major leagues. He is injured all the time. So he got somewhere, what, close to $100 million in guaranteed money. So I don't think that is an issue with Byron Buxton, contract status or wanting more money. But I think for the ball club, if he's able to appear, and whether it's in a DH role or playing in center field, if he can appear in at least 120 games this year, and I think that's a good number for him, because I think there is going to be load management. And in the modern-day Major League game, you get guys with a lot of days off. So figure you're going to get built-in days off. For Byron Buxton, 120 games, I think, would be phenomenal. 130 would be incredible, because that's almost a day off a week, a game off a week over the course of a season. So, you know, you start getting into that 130 game range, and that is a full year, and that would be gigantic for the Twins and him. And I still think there is concern, and there still is the ability to add pitching as the Twins go through the year. I don't think there's any doubt that pitchers will be available on the trade market. But I've said it this spring training. I still am in the category. It would be great if they would add arms, because I feel like when right, this everyday lineup, the way it projects, the way the bullpen looks, the way the meat of that order looks, this is a team that not only should win the division, but with enough pitching, could be dangerous in the postseason. So, we'll see.
Yeah, I'm concerned in the fact that we had a lot of the, I guess not coddling is the wrong word, but like there was times we really needed Byron Buxton last year, and it ended up being, you know, oh, Rocco's going to have him sit down for low management, like he's having him sit out here. It's like, well, we need his contributions like now. And my concern is it's going to come down to crunch time throughout the season, and Byron Buxton is going to be sitting out, and we're going to have to fall back on, you know, the pitching that we pretty much got us to the, you know, the dance last year, if you want to put it that way. But, I guess we'll see.
Yeah. So Twins get it done today, 6-5, no radio tomorrow at Toronto in Dunedin, and then back at it on Monday. Big Ten Tournament, Target Center, Minneapolis. In overtime, Wisconsin knocks off Purdue 76-75. Nebraska, Illinois coming up downtown. So the Badgers against either the Illini or the Huskers tomorrow for all the marbles. Meanwhile, Championship Saturday, Girls State Tournament at Target Center in Minneapolis, or I should say at Williams Arena over at the U. And in that 2A title game, just before halftime, they're going up and down the floor. Albany leading Providence Academy 53-41. Albany the number two, Providence Academy the number one seed. We already have one state champion in the books, and it is Goodhue beating Mountain Iron Buell 70-65. To win that 1A championship game. When we come back, all the news, all the weather at 3, and then it's Tech Talk with Doug Swinhart. If you're having computer problems, he's the man. It's coming up here on CCO.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.